yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Silent for so long. Our generals have gamed it out, confident the West will survive. We people have not even been considered. What is this right to preventative war?
Germany. These words are enough to ensure a product's high standards and superior quality. Germany's advanced technology is something that Germans could rightfully be proud of. Why then were employees in Germany's General Electronics Company, AEG, asked to remove the company's logo on LTDS hardware, the hardware that helped German Leopard 2 tanks have unparalleled performance in aiming precisely at their target? Yet, the Germans were delivering their state-of-the-art technology to Israel, even though they knew their LTDS prototypes would end up reproduced and deployed in Israeli tanks. This is what happened in 1986. There was no need to look far back in history to figure out what Israel did with such weapons. Only 4 years prior to this, Israel had invaded Lebanon, killing thousands of civilians.
The Israeli attack was centered on Palestinian positions in Beirut, leaving over 30 people dead and scores injured. One key target was a sports arena, where Israel claimed the PLO was storing its weapons.
In an attempt to annihilate the Palestinian Liberation Organization and establish a Lebanese government recognizing the Zionist regime, it wasn't just the logos that were removed when it came to the German-Israeli Armaments Corporation. Much more was done behind the scenes. There must have been a reason why German documents on payments to Israel were labeled top secret. Germany's support of Israel is neither new nor limited to the delivery of advanced weaponry. Berlin had been funding Israel's nuclear weapons program for more than half a century, since 1960. In March 1960, the first Israeli Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, and German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer agreed that the Federal Republic of Germany would offer Israel a 10-year loan of $500 million. This funding was disguised as a contribution to the development of the Negev. Israel was constructing a nuclear reactor near the town of Dimona in the Negev desert. Tel Aviv tried to show the Dimona facility as a scientific center or a textile factory. But its lie was exposed in 1986 when the Sunday Times published information made public by Israeli nuclear engineer Mordechai Vanunu, who had worked in Dimona from 1976 to 1985. According to Vanunu, Israel was producing 40 grams of plutonium per year, an amount enough to make 8 to 10 bombs. It was easy to believe what Vanunu did, since he had taken photographs of the work going on in Dimona, which even included a model of a hydrogen bomb. Vanunu, however, did not get away with telling the truth about Dimona. The Zionist regime later kidnapped him in Rome and took him back to Israel, where he was sentenced and imprisoned for 18 years, more than 11 of which he spent in solitary confinement. Daniel Ellsberg, the American whistleblower who released the Pentagon Papers, hails Mordechai Vanunu as the preeminent hero of the nuclear era, praising him for consciously risking all he had in life to warn the world of the danger of a nuclear Israel.
I am a symbol of the will of freedom, that the human spirit is free. You cannot destroy the human spirit.
And I want to thank you for...
Germany has denied its role in the creation of a nuclear Israel. just as Berlin has always denied any knowledge of nuclear missiles being deployed on German-built submarines delivered to Tel Aviv. But several former high-ranking German officials have told the German magazine Spiegel that they never doubted Israel was deploying nuclear missiles on submarines provided by Germany. Five Dolphin-class diesel submarines have already been delivered to Israel, and the sixth is currently under construction in Germany. Germany provided Israel with the first three of these submarines in 1998, 1999, and 2000. The German government donated the first two submarines and sold the third one to the Israelis at half price. Germany also paid one-third of the cost of the last two submarines supplied to Israel. Germany's financing of Israel's nuclear weapons program escalated under Angela Merkel. Since May, coinciding with the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two, one day before the celebration, Tel Aviv signed an agreement to purchase four German warships worth $480 million. Commenting on the issue, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak has told the German news magazine Spiegel, "The Germans can be proud to have secured the existence of Israel for many years." This comes as Germany's arming of a nuclear Israel is in stark violation of both German constitutional law and the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to which Germany is a signatory. Each time Israel attacks Gaza and the West Bank, killing thousands of innocent Palestinians, German as well as American weaponry is used. So, many ask, what is the German government's excuse for nuking up such a criminal racist regime as Israel? The Germans often cite their historical guilt for the Nazis' murder more than 70 years ago, during World War II, as the reason for their armaments cooperation with Israel. In September 1951, then-German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer of West Germany addressed his parliament, saying, "Unspeakable crimes have been committed in the name of the German people, calling for moral and material compensation. The federal government is prepared, jointly with Israel, to bring about a solution, thus easing the way to the spiritual settlement of infinite suffering. But Israel itself has often been the source of infinite human suffering. In June 1981, Israel's bombardment of Iraq's nuclear plants terrified the world. Germany's Spiegel predicted a catastrophic outcome for Israel at that time, an ending that Germany's current nuking up of Israel under the so-called pretense to compensate for the Holocaust could also result in. Of all countries, must Israel, the country born itself out of the Holocaust, take the first step towards a procedure that could end in a new, bigger Holocaust, the nuclear murdering of millions, in war with nuclear weapons, or as a result of the explosion of atom reactors. Germany is, however, not simply supplying Israel with armaments out of kindness and due to feelings of guilt and responsibility for the Holocaust. The Germans also benefited from this military cooperation. During the Cold War, Germany gained access to Israeli evaluations of captured Soviet weapons, and Israel currently shares experience gained through its military missions with Germany, as the mutually beneficial and highly secretive German-Israeli military cooperation intensifies. Thus, Germany, claiming that it is trying to wash away the stain of historical guilt for the murder of millions of Jews, is apparently now involved in killing thousands of innocent Palestinians. The late German author and Nobel Prize winner Günter Grass sheds light on Germany's hypocrisy in supplying Israel with weapons in his poem called What Must Be Said.
We Germans now carry a new burden of sin on our shoulders through the weapons we have sold. We are helping to carry out this foreseeable tragedy. No excuse will remove our stain of complicity. It must be said. I won't be silent. I've had enough of the hypocrisy.